Good morning to you all. Did I speak fast? Hopefully I did not, but my name is Aquila Darmani. I'm from Ghana, West Africa, and the Lord made it possible for me to come to Baptist College of Ministry in 2008 after I got saved. And I thank the Lord for saving me. And that was when I met Pastor Matthew in the same classes, almost the same classes all throughout, and spent some vacations together. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of the place that we went to, during one of the Christmas break.
I don't remember.
One of the pastors was moving,
so. You're asking me about 2008.
Well, one of the pastors was moving, so we're helping. Pastor Holloway?
Pastor Holloway.
So, yep. And always when I come, I want to connect with him and see his ministry and what he's doing. And we thank the Lord for putting us into the ministry.
Amen.
And we are involved in I call it a multi-ministry in Ghana. The Lord thought it wise to put me in the ministry, and I'm grateful for that. Grateful to what the Lord is doing in Ghana. We are involved in what we call the radio ministry. So I preach on the radio on Sundays and sometimes on Thursdays to an Islamic community. The Lord have made us to see people coming to know Jesus Christ through the radio ministry. We are involved in the camp. We have a youth camp that we organize. This year we have about 300, people coming to the camp for 3 days. And we've also seen people getting saved through the camp ministry. Church plant is one of our main ministries that we are involved in. And so we go to the villages, we preach the word of God. When people get saved, we start a church in those villages. And throughout the years, since 2014, the Lord has allowed me to be part of about 17, 18 villages that we've planted churches. And some of them have gone on to also plant churches. So we are thankful for what the Lord is doing with the church plant ministry. I teach in a college, we call it West African Baptist College. And that is where we actually train men to go out and start church planting. So I am involved in that one also. The Lord opened up the opportunity for us to go into the high schools. Our high school system is a boarding system. So they go there and stay for about 3 months. So we are involved in about 5 or 6 high schools that we go there on a regular basis to preach the word of God, have a fellowship going there. And the Lord has blessed us to be part of that ministry. So there are so many that the Lord is allowing us to witness, do the great and mighty things that he promised us. And so you are invited to come to Ghana. And if you want to come, just let me know and then you will be on the plane and you'll be there. I'm trying to get him there, but Saul is working it out. But
if I come, I'll stay.
Well, we'll see. 2017, I got married, and praise the Lord for that, Rachel. And I have two children, Carolinda and John Frank. Carolinda is will be four in July. She has a cerebral palsy, but she's fine. She's doing well. She still cannot walk or talk, but God is good. He knows why he gave us Carolinda. And so we are enjoying her. And then John Frank will be 1 year in June. So he's just learning how to crawl and do the messy stuff too. So, God is good. We are now learning what we missed from Carolinda, the falling and the other things. But so that's my family. Because of the COVID, they couldn't get a visa to come. So anxiously waiting. When I was alone, it was fine to travel. When I got married, you travel, you become lonely, So we thank the Lord, but God is good, and thank you for giving me this opportunity also to be here. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews. It's Hebrews chapter 1. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful that we have a privilege. In the busyness of our lives, we can take time to come before you through your word. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you do nothing but speak to us. I pray that, Lord, as we listen to your word, would you energize us once again? Would you revive our hearts about who you are and what we have in you, Jesus Christ? I pray that, Lord, it's all about you. Help us to be faithful to you. Lord, I pray that if there is anybody here discouraged, depressed, whatever is going on, Lord, would you minister to those people in the name of Jesus Christ? We love you because you first love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have technology, so I'm still learning. So I went to a church and my iPad didn't work. And that was where my notes were. And if my iPad doesn't work, it means I preach long. But it's working, so hopefully I will not preach long. But 2016, I was in Arizona. And they told me, hey, go to the Grand Canyon, and it's a beautiful place. So one Saturday morning, you know, I was going there, and then halfway to that place, there was a blue light, you know, behind me. I thought, oh, no. So it was the police. They stopped me and said that I was following the semi-truck too close. And so because of that, they have to give me a ticket. And then I have to go to the court in June somewhere, June maybe 16th or so, but get into the later part of June. I said, well, I'm not from here, and I'm leaving on Tuesday. And this was Saturday. So I said, I'm leaving on Tuesday. And so I came, and that was the thing I never wanted to do, you know, go to the, even in Ghana, I just don't like the, you know, going to the police station or whatever it is. And so I came home, and then the pastor said, okay, we'll go to the place and then we'll talk about it. If a judge can hear us and we pay the money. It was about $315. I told the pastor, I don't have the money. And so we prayed that God should just cancel the whole thing. And the pastor said, well, it's a good prayer, but I don't know whether it will work or not. So we prayed, and then Monday came. We went to the judge, you know, to the court. I talked to this woman about my whole situation. And then there was another woman standing there just casually listening. And so after that, the woman standing said, oh, okay, give me your papers, give me your license. Go and sit, I'll be back. I'm going to get you somebody to talk to you. So she went, and about 30 minutes, I was getting uncomfortable. Because I don't want to go to prison in America, and I don't want to pay too. So another woman came and said, oh, hasn't she come? I said, no. She said, don't worry, she is the manager of the court. And so definitely she will get somebody to talk to you. And then all my view about this woman changed. You know, because she was the boss, right, of the whole place. And if the boss has my stuff, then she's going to work things out. And so we were sitting there for maybe about 15 minutes later. She came and she said, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I was looking for somebody to talk to you, and they were all busy. You know, three of the judges didn't come. And then so he said, I just went to this judge and said, cancel the whole thing. You know, it's just useless. Just cancel it. And so she canceled everything. You know, I didn't pay $315. And then I went home free, you know. And Tuesday I was on my way to Wisconsin. I told a story to make a point that your view about somebody changes a lot of things. Your view about it, you know, you can be with somebody, and then when they mention his name, you say, oh, okay. And this morning, I want to ask us a question. What is our view about Jesus Christ? How do we view him? Either it will make you comfortable or uncomfortable. You know, We live in a world that Jesus Christ is missing in Christianity.
That's right.
In our messages. You know, so this morning what I want us to think about is to, you know, reawaken our wonder about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's not on our plane. He's not one of us. He's different. Hebrews chapter 12, now I have something different, that's why. I have Hebrews, but I didn't have where I, okay, good. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 3. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And that is Jesus Christ he's talking about. Whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he has by himself, Jesus Christ himself, purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. It is very scary how Christianity we treat Jesus Christ today. You know, Jesus Christ become our body. You know, everyone wants to have Jesus Christ on their own terms. Of course, I will serve a Jesus who give me a nice house, you know, a big house, a nice car, no problem in my marriage, no sickness. Who will not serve that kind of Jesus Christ? But when you are serving Jesus Christ, it is not because he is a license to you getting a good health. He's something. And then sometimes we forget the awesomeness of who Jesus Christ is. There's no one like him. There has no one like him since creation. And there will never be anyone like this man, Jesus. You see, whenever we come to the person of Jesus, we are dealing with a deity in humanity. It's very confusing, right? God, the very God. When you mention Jesus Christ, yes, he is the creator of the ends of the world. He is. He spoke. And all that we can see, the universe came into being. He's the very God, fully God, the creator himself. When you see the description of God in the Old Testament, you meet Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And there are a lot of mysteries in the Bible. A lot of things that are very confusing in the Bible. But there is one thing that you can never miss, and that is that Jesus Christ is God, walking in the flesh. So let's allow the Bible itself to describe who this person is. And I want us to think about it. Is that the way I view Jesus Christ? Or am I concerned about certain things going on and not about Jesus Christ? John chapter 1, verse 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. In him was life.
Right.
And the life was the light of all men. John chapter 14, chapter 1, verse 4, it says that, and the word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my days, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, art thou not 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus Christ said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Right.
He is. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus answered and said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and it will suffice us. And you could sense Jesus Christ bemoaning, Philip, have I been so long with you and yet hast thou not known the Father? He who hath seen me hath seen the Father.
Amen.
You see, and sometimes we come to Jesus Christ thinking that he is the means to God. He is God himself. He said, if you meet me, you've met the Father. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 12, he that hath seen me has seen him, the Father that sent me. Colossians chapter 1, who is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be dominions or principalities or powers, all things are made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. In fact, the Bible said that in him everything hold together. They consist. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he said, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do you know that because of Jesus Christ, when I stand before God, I am righteous. Because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I am righteous. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hang on the tree, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead in sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed.
Amen.
For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You know, Jesus Christ didn't save me because I was perfect. He saved me because I was ungodly. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right.
That is the kind of Jesus we are talking about. If you are saved here, that is the Jesus you have. He has all authority in heaven. He has all authority on earth. The Father loved the Son. And the Bible said he has given him all power. Everything that you and I need. It's with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you have him, you need nothing else. If you have him, you need nothing else. He speaks and the wind obey. Can you do that? Wow. He has authority to forgive sins. He commands an unclean spirit come out. He rebukes and fevers are departed. He calls the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. In fact, he commanded a dead person to come out from life, from the grave. That is the kind of Jesus we have.
Amen.
And most of the time, I'm afraid that Christianity, we take this person who makes Christianity life, we take him out of it and we want to live the Christian life. It's impossible to do that. Now, in our text, the Bible says that who being the brightness of his glory, it means that he is the express. When you see light coming from God, that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It says that the express image of his person, he's the very God. He's the stamp of God. And he lives with us. He is the exact representation of God. And he's the one that we serve. He sustains the universe with his own power. He exists. That is why the world is in existence. Think about it. If Jesus Christ should just let everything go. Because Colossians tells us that he holds things together. If Jesus Christ said, I'm tired. Do you think we'll be alive? No, we'll be gone. There'll be nothing. And look at the reactions of people that actually encounter Jesus Christ. And I want us to look at it. Okay, if I view Jesus Christ as the God, the very God, what is my reaction? when I come to him. Abraham met him. He said, where? In the Old Testament. And confessed, I am but dust and ashes. Moses trembled and quaked at the sight of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Daniel fainted and said, my comeliness is turned into me in corruption. Peter, first time he met Jesus Christ, he begged Jesus Christ and said, depart from me, for I am a sinner. Later he will say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. When you encountered Jesus Christ, what was your conclusion? That is the image you have for Jesus Christ. The soldier at the foot of the cross concluded, truly, this is the Son of God. You know, the blind man, he cried out, have mercy on me, thou Son of David. You know, the thief on the cross, remember me when you come into what? Your kingdom. So what is our reactions when we come to Jesus Christ? That makes the difference. That shows whether we have a relationship with him or not. That shows whether we are just performing or following a bunch of roots, or we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I tell people, Christianity, we don't have a right. We don't have rights. We have something better than that. We have a relationship. You see, a child doesn't go to his parents because he has rights. Is that not true? He doesn't. He runs to the parents. Why? Because he has a relationship. Yeah. And Jesus Christ wants us to come to him any moment, every time, anywhere, because we have a relationship with him.
Amen.
He's our God. He's our chief shepherd. He's our redeemer. He's a wonderful counselor. You need wisdom? Come to him, Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful counselor. He will give you all the wisdom that you need. He's a mighty God. He's a Prince of Peace. The Bible said that he's the everlasting Father.
Right.
And sometimes as Christians, we go through troubles and we forget Jesus Christ. The Bible actually gives us about 4 or 5 pictures of our response to Jesus Christ when we realize who he is. And I want to share with you those responses that we should, as blood-bought, redeemed children of God, respond to Jesus Christ, knowing all that the scripture portrays about Jesus Christ. The first one is found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. It says that again, and the kingdom of God is like unto a treasure hid in a field, that which when a man found, he hid, and for joy therefore goes and sell all that he has to buy that field. And I see here the response as Jesus Christ as a treasure. A treasure. A treasure that it is the finding of the treasure. And then with joy selling all that we have, that we will get that treasure. More than anything else. Having Jesus Christ is selling everything. There is nothing better, or there's no treasure that is better than Jesus Christ. And that's a picture that maybe you should be in. How do I come to Jesus Christ? You know, we have the song, oh, how I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We sing that song. It's a very beautiful song. Do we? I think about it. Oh, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You see? Have I found him as a treasure? That apart from Jesus Christ, there's no treasure. The decision to sell all for the joy is that I have Jesus Christ. I sell all for Jesus Christ. John chapter 6, verse 35. It gives us another picture. The picture of food and drink. This is what Jesus Christ said. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus Christ said, come to me, I will satisfy you. So when I'm longing, there is no satisfaction in my life, it means I haven't come to Jesus Christ. I haven't. And we have Christians that positionally have come to Jesus Christ by faith in salvation, but practically they are still what? Hungering and thirsty. The songwriter said that all that thrills my soul is Jesus. Amen. He's more alive to me. Right. He said, hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long have craved. Jesus satisfied all my longings. Brothers and sisters, apart from Jesus Christ, we can never be satisfied. Never. Everything will fail us. The temporal things. Our insurance will not cut it. The economy will fail us. The government will fail us. No matter who we think should be in the White House, they will fail us. But there is one person that will never fail you. He said, come, you will be satisfied.
Right.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, in Matthew, he said, come unto me. All ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am what? Meek and lowly, and ye shall have rest unto your soul. In the last day, at the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, if any man thirsts, let him come to me. Are we coming? He's the only one who can be so nutritious and so beneficial to our human soul, to the point that, you know, the doctors, we are concerned about our, you know, diet. I don't know how many of you are on diet. I am not, you know. But you eat nutritious food, right? Or you eat this food, they say, hey, be careful. You know, don't eat too much. Well, with Jesus Christ, you can never eat too much.
Amen.
You can eat every day. Eat it. Eat it. And then he has another picture of family relationship. Family relationship. Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, 7. He that love father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son and daughter more than me, it's not worthy of me. Now, most of us have children. Think about it. We protect our children. If you play with my child, if you mess with my child, you are messing with me. And Jesus Christ said, you know how you should desire him? Family relationship. Jesus Christ said, I come first. Make no apology for that. I come first. And do you know one thing I have found about? If Jesus Christ comes first, all your relationship will be in the right place.
Right.
You will never lack. Family affection. Love Jesus Christ more than them all. That's why I said more than them. If you love Jesus Christ less than how you love your spouse and your children, he said, you are not worthy of me. You are not worthy of me. To be worthy of Jesus means to walk in the manner worth of the Lord. Worthy means you put a price on that thing. So how much is Jesus to us? It is a walk that is showing how much the Lord is worth for you.
Right.
And then he has another one. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 8, excrement. Oh, I don't like that one. But look at what he said. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them done.
Amen.
Why? That I may win Christ.
Amen.
If you want to know what Paul lost or considered to be done, read the story of Paul. He had everything that he needed. And he said, you know, coming to Jesus Christ, he is so precious, so precious that I consider everything to be done. Everything of my life, my education, my work, my family, my ministry. I don't do ministry because of ministry's sake. No, I do ministry because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he said, everything that I've ever have, that I ever will have, cannot stand in comparison with how precious Jesus Christ is with me.
Amen.
And then the last one is death wish. Death wish. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 and 23. He says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You see, if Paul was there that time, he would go to Paul and say, what do you want in life? He said, I want to be with Jesus Christ. I want to die. He longs to see Jesus Christ so badly that he wished he was dead. And today we have Christians that we don't. God, hold on, you know. Don't call me yet. Because I have this business to take care of. I have this to do. I have that to do. And as for Paul, he said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. For I am in a strait two, having the desire to what? To depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Said, right now, if God calls me, I have no regrets. Because that's who I want to be with. The death wish of Jesus Christ so surpass everything that we wish for. Paul said, I want to die to be with the one that I love. I want to die. To be, you know, Christian, I believe that Christians should have the joy, you know, that anybody would ever have in the world. They should be beaming because of Jesus Christ. But most of the time, you know, excuse me to use a word, the most mean people in the world are Christians. You know, the most like, you know, we hang on like, woe is me, you know, God is dead. Those kind of, well, we don't say that, but our actions and everything shows that. And we have this person who loves us so much, has come to die for us, transform us, changed us, that we are now called the children of God. Do you know the name that tags you? A child of God. Do you know that that's the same phrase Jesus Christ used it, and they nearly stoned him to death? Because he called himself the Son of God. He has a divine being living inside him. And we do have that. So let me sum up with our response to this Jesus, the very God, the one that made it possible that you and I have hope, the one that made it possible that you and I have eternal life living inside us. How do we respond? He is to be desired as a supreme treasure that we sell all to have him. It means there's nothing worth keeping. There's nothing worth keeping. He is to be so desired as a thirst quencher, soul satisfier, that we turn away from all worldly fountains of food and drinks in order to be satisfied by him. He is to be desired as a family member that our affection for him surpasses all other family loved ones.
Right.
He is to be so desired as the supreme value that everything in comparison to him is done. And lastly, he is to be so desired as above all that life can give and death can take, that we would rather be at home with the Lord if it was just our joy with our regards of anybody else. Is that how we respond every day of our life to this Jesus Christ who gave all for us? As I said, you know, Christianity, we've taken Jesus Christ out of our message. our lives, and we have principles, we have rules, we have performance, we have a to-do list, that if only I can check this list, I'm okay. And Jesus said, no, you can't. It's impossible. Because I am the life. Christianity is not a, it's a life. It's a person. His name is Jesus Christ. And if you miss him, you will never enjoy your Christian life. You will never enjoy him. But oh, if you so long to get him, he makes himself so close to you that you will think that God or Jesus Christ belongs to only you. So close. The songwriter said, and he walked with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. He said, and the joy that we share, no one has ever known that. And God can do that. Jesus Christ can do that to you personally, that you can hear him whisper. And that is the relationship God, Jesus Christ, wants us to have. And I trust that in our Christian life, I know maybe we got saved 50 years ago, 10 years ago. And we can remember the joy we had, you know, I don't know whether, you know, with Jesus Christ. Well, he hasn't changed.
Right.
He wants me to still have that joy today.
Amen.
Not because the economy has changed. Not because I'm getting what I want. But because I serve an unchanging God. And his name is Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us awaken our wonder about this Jesus Christ. And that so that we will want to be with him every day of our lives. Let's pray. Our Father, we come before you. Thank you. What a privilege to know that all the resources of us living the abundant life is in Jesus Christ. And that he gave us that invitation to come to him, partake his life, the enjoyment of everything that I know. And Lord, whatever and however it looks like, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, help us. Lord, we live in a sin-cursed world, a world that is full of bitterness, unfair, ungodliness, immorality, all around us. But you said in the midst of it, we will have joy. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, help us. I don't know who is going through what, but Lord, oh, may we cast our eyes upon you. And so that, Lord, you will do the work that only you can do, because you love us so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Pastor.